Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Conrad Reicher. If you're tired of being told that leadership is toxic, then his book, Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence, shows you why Churchill's old-school toughness still matters. You'll learn how courage is built through action, how modern leadership training is designed to make followers and not leaders. If you want to lead with strength and conviction, not weakness and apologies, then check out Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence. Available now on Amazon and Google Play Books, as well as Spotify. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, apparently women make up 52% of US gamers now. Sure they do. Candy Crush and Crossy Road don't count. Mobile gaming with simple addictive games is what women fell for. 22% of gamers are also supposedly over the age of 65. I'm guessing those are the grandma boomers playing Candy Crush. I was playing that game a couple years ago and swear the developers made it much easier to pass the levels these days. I guess they got sick and tired of people getting frustrated and leaving the game entirely. Moving on, here's the difference between when you're her boyfriend and when you're just a friend. The soy friend boyfriend gets to braid her hair, while the guy that's just a friend gets to pull it in bed. And yet some men out there will still date women that have male friends. This just shows you that women treat strangers differently than those that they're pretending to love. It's almost like being in a relationship in 2025 is nothing but a humiliation ritual. Number three looks like another case that women hate. This TV star Rachel Lindsay was ordered to pay her ex-husband $13,000 a month in spousal support. He was asking for $16,000 so that he could actually keep up the same lifestyle. Something tells me this will be more and more common until women that earn more money start demanding that men sign prenups. I bet the majority of women don't even know who she is. I definitely don't. Up next, who's to blame for Japan's worsening garbage crisis? It's probably the usual suspects, the Jeets. Something like this was unimaginable 10 years ago. When you invite the third world, you get the third world. It's like they're still living in medieval times over in India. Except in medieval times, trash would biodegrade quickly while today's trash takes thousands of years to break down. Imagine the amount of microplastics the average Indian has in their bodies these days. Probably 5 to 10 pounds worth. Number five, this guy says that as a man, it's definitely better to be single than date a woman who brings drama, fights, and chaos into your life. Not to mention she's also going to take all your time and money too, as well as your house and kids one day. Men and women are like yin and yang. Women seek out chaos and men seek out peace. Women get off on bringing chaos into a man's life and wrecking his calm. Now that more men than ever are single, women are trying to use the tyranny of the government to wreck our peace. Moving on, what are the biggest differences between the original Matlock and the remake? I don't know, could it be that they recast him as a her? Although I don't actually have a problem with this because Kathy Bates is a great actress. Remember the show Columbo? Well, they made a female version of it with Poker Face. It's made by everyone's favorite destroyer of Star Wars with The Last Jedi, Rian Johnson. But Poker Face is at least mildly entertaining. Number 7, a new study finds that prophylactic lubricant brands contain toxic chemicals causing infertility, cancer, and other issues. I never liked lubricated rubbers. They would make my willy burn for a couple of days, all the way down to its base. I would always get the unlubed, thin, pink Japanese brand. Those are the closest to wearing nothing at all. Mike says that this is how they control the population in Africa. Homath says, then they're doing a bad job about it. What makes you think people in Sierra Leone with an average IQ of 60 even know how to put them on? Up next, Hillary Clinton gets on when she says that the top 25 hedge fund managers make more than all the kindergarten teachers in America combined. Well, why is this not acceptable? I'm sure it's easy for those kindergarten teachers to learn to trade stocks, isn't it? I guess not, though. Someone gets back to Hillary and says that Goldman Sachs paid her more money for a 20-minute talk than a kindergarten teacher makes in 10 years. Of course, this is why the elites want to censor the internet and introduce digital IDs. They can't deal with the narcissistic injuries. Number 9, Slovakia and Hungary reject the EU migration pact, saying that you can't force countries in the EU to pay 20,000 euros per migrant. That tells me that the financial cost of illegal migrants is about to make the money printers go burr over there. That's why it's very smart of Viktor Orban, the president and the man on the left, to keep Hungary's currency and central bank running forints, instead of switching over to the euro. Moving on, this guy boarded a plane and sat down next to a total stranger, who looked exactly like him. Even the guy in the background thought this was hilarious. There's an idea that if you ever run into your doppelganger, then you're about to die. This looks like it might actually be the start of a great horror film. One of them is probably pure evil. Then again, I don't think this is all that shocking because I know at least half a dozen guys that look like that. Also, how are we sure that this is an AI? Number 11, this man fought for his country and ended himself because the state wouldn't give him a place to live, and said he wasn't a priority. Meanwhile, migrants get accommodations in 5-star hotels while veterans get nothing. This is why people should actually be holding their governments accountable and voting is no longer enough. No wonder Western militaries are having a hard time recruiting enough men to restaff and fight for their countries. Up next, here's a story that's absolutely nuts. Literally. This morgue worker stole testicles from people that were already gone to help her win a homemade spaghetti sauce contest. This story first made the rounds in 2022 on a satire website. So more fake news. I'm sharing this because we reached a point with AI now where we don't know what's real and fake anymore. We don't need a Ministry of Truth like 1984 to put out lies. Ordinary people are putting them out as jokes. Number 13, do you prefer women like this that have a belly pouch to keep her reproductive organs safe? She's busty though, and am I strange for liking her? She's going to be fun for right now, of course, but eventually she's going to look and smell terrible in about 5 years. Also, why does she call it a pouch? Does she identify as a kangaroo or something? But she looks kind of cold for this time of year, so here let me help her out. Moving on, welcome to the party, Halle. Halle Berry is paying child support to her ex-husband, and she calls it extortion. If a man had said this, then everyone would be laughing at him. But because it's a woman, she gets a new story all about her suffering. And it's not like she's made to suffer all that much. She didn't lose her home the way that many married men do. Women will say they demand equality, but just not this type of equality. Number 15, here's the evolution of feminism. First, it was all about getting the vote while being modestly dressed, to now doing slut walks and fighting for the right to reveal as much skin as legally possible. Both groups of women in different time periods were also some of the ugliest of their generations. The reason unattractive women petition the government for free stuff and rights is because the attractive men won't give stuff to them willingly, so they need to get the state to force them to hand it over. Up next, would you look at this? A tiny hat socialist, a Muslim socialist, and a Latina socialist all walk into a bar. So who's paying the tab? It's a trick question, of course. It's the taxpayers. Either that or the white bar owner, if they decide to walk out without paying. They would do that by slipping out one by one and pretending to go to the bathroom. Then they would just meet up at another bar and repeat the whole process all over again. Number 17, it's before and after images like these ones that show you why men are interested in a woman's past. I'm seeing a lot more like these days, and I hope that more women are shamed like this for their behavior. I won't be satisfied until every man knows that if a woman has been run through in the past, there's no way that she's going to be able to bond with you, and certainly not love you. This woman partied after being freed by Hamas while her boyfriend was still captured. Moving on, apparently this is Elizabeth Hurley 35 years later, but it makes me wonder what she looks like without the fake-up and filters. Then again, on second thought, I don't want to know. But still, I'll show you, and apparently this is what she really looks like without the makeup. I also think she's going to try and turn her son trans because he's in this picture with her and he's wearing makeup and in a makeup competition. Why do they always do this to their kids? Number 19, an asylum seeker danced and laughed after ending this whammy. She was working at a migrant hostel serving him food. Maybe he was just playing a game called Harpoon the Land Whale or something. Is it just my imagination, or is it that this person won't assimilate well into Western society? How many more of Britain's hefty virtue-signaling daughters will have to be sacrificed on the altar of diversity? She deserves a Darwin Award. She was probably looking for some hot black foreigner. Up next, someone says that no one is going to convince them that people who dress like this just want to be left alone. Of course they don't. They dress like this to get close to your kids. It's literally peacocking, and all the bright colors are there to attract the kids. And they don't want to basically be given away as PDF files. And they kind of look like PDF file clowns. This is desperation from the alphabet people because they aren't reproducing, and it's getting harder and harder to recruit kids on the right. Number 21, looks like the United States is more likely to confirm that aliens exist than AOC is to become the next president. I look at this graphic and all I see is two illegal aliens. Funny enough, I'll bet you that Trump has a better chance of being the president again in 2028 over these two. As for that 7% chance of AOC, I still think it's way too high. Also, didn't the government confirm that aliens and UFOs existed a few years back? Moving on, Mocha says it's size that she's going for. Apparently real men like them small and aristocratic. But I think that's something that simps say because they've never had their hands filled, if you know what I mean. Also, are they a good size? Are they way too big for you? I prefer them large, and the last time I touched an A cup was in my senior year of high school. Every size makes the wood rise, but only the larger sizes make it ultra hardwood. Number 23, according to the UK government, if you believe that Western culture is under threat from mass migration, then you're a cultural nationalist, and therefore a terrorist. Welcome to the party, guys. I was put on the top of the US male supremacist list, and it's stuff like this that's the reason they're pushing for digital IDs. Also, the idea that there's cultural geographic integration is a myth. People stay around people from their own backgrounds. Up next, rest in peace, Drew Struzan. He's the brilliant artist behind some of the most iconic posters in film history. Anything from Star Wars and Indiana Jones to Back to the Future and Harry Potter. I'm at the stage in life now where all my childhood heroes are starting to die off. Like you see in that poster from Blade Runner, Drew is now gone like tears in rain. Or like when Ford in Westworld said that an artist dies and all that remains of them is what they created. Number 25 and the last one, is this really the difference between what women think men want and what men actually want? I don't know, but it looks like the same woman 5 to 10 years apart. Men want to fall in love with the woman on the left and settle down with her when she turns into the woman on the right. She also looks like she fattened up quite a bit. It's better to keep the hamburgers hidden around that one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.